The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Soren, what's going on?
I told you I would lead you to Wong. We are well organized and have been preparing to take over your world.
Soon we will be in control.
By this time tomorrow, you will have everything that you have asked for.
I shall be able to complete the model for a second test.
Yeah, Ginger, what's up?
Kate didn't check in and we've been unable to reach her.
You know I'm supposed to check in on a schedule.
I have also turned off my communicator and cell phone.
I just spoke with the regional handler for Stockholm, and they're on top of things. Soren is one of the best agents.
Look around you, Soren. All of these provisions have been supplied by Rage. See how they care for us, even before the attack.
I don't think Agent Hawk will tell us anything that will help us.
If she is of no use to us, she must be dealt with.
I come before you this session to report that the Muncie Act has been in effect. It is imperative that the Act be extended for one more council cycle.
Silence her for good.
And now, episode 71, The Deceptive Foe.
What do you mean, silence her for good?
She is of no use to us now. We do not need any loose ends. Do you have reservations, Soren?
Only that perhaps she could be used as a bargaining chip later.
For what? Give me the gun, if you can't do it.
You're right. She is useless to us. Let me try to get some information first. If I get nothing, then I will take care of her.
We must leave in a few minutes to meet with other cell members. Make it quick.
You know they'll be here soon, Soren. You know the local IDF is on its way.
I don't believe they are, Kate.
What are you doing with that Glock?
Beautiful weapon, isn't it? It's lightweight, efficient, and quite accurate, especially at close range.
What are you going to do?
Let you go, partner.
What? Let me go?
Listen, I don't have time to explain. I'm a double agent.
Oh, good grief. Don't tell me. You and Nelson are drinking buddies.
Let's just say we frequent the same bar. Now listen, I will clap my hands together and you cry out.
What? Why?
Would you prefer I slap you around for real?
Clap away. Oh!
So you won't talk to me?
Oh, is that all you got?
Well then, talk to this.
Talk to this? Really?
Here are some directions and bus numbers. Stay quiet and wait at least 5 minutes after we leave. I will convince Wong that I found this tracking device on you, and we have to leave immediately. Go to this safe house. Once you are there, use this comm here to call the IDF. Do not call before the safe house. This frequency is being monitored. The safe house will jam the signal.
What do I tell headquarters?
Just tell them that everything is fine. You and I went underground in search of Wong. Tell them I will check in soon and give a full report.
Why can't I just tell them what happened?
I don't know who we can trust right now.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
You can trust me, Kate. I took you in the van because Rage was onto you and I was afraid they would harm you. Now I have to go. 5 minutes, then head for the bus. You might take the 5 minutes to clean up a bit.
Yeah, thanks. The hotel accommodations here weren't exactly 5-star.
Is it done?
Yes, I took care of her. But we must leave right now. I found a tracking device on her. The IDF could be here any minute.
Tracking device? But we searched her. I even removed her jewelry.
I recognized her watch. It's standard IDF issue. It was in a temporary dormant mode. That is why your scanner didn't see it. We can stand here and argue the matter while the IDF is en route. Or we can get out of here.
Everyone, gather what you can and load up. Hurry.
Commander, incoming hail from the controller.
We seem to be popular today. Patch him through, George.
Line is open.
Commander Sims.
Commander, I have just finished addressing the Planetary Council regarding the continuation of the Muncie Act and the declassification of Prisoner 310.
Very good, sir. Did they vote our way?
Yes and no. They upheld the continuation of the Muncie Act, so we will be able to continue random searches without calls. However, the Council feared that the circumstances surrounding 310 were too sensitive to alter his clearance.
Sensitive? What's sensitive about telling us 310's identity?
His identity will raise questions about the legality and the ethical issues surrounding his, well, his kidnapping. That is all I can tell you. I have been directed not to tell any living soul about 310. So, George, I am uploading a file to your database entitled P310. Let me know when you receive it.
Affirmative.
Sir, are you disregarding a direct order from the Council?
I believe the directive was not to tell any living soul.
Your upload is complete.
Ah, clever.
Thank you, Robo-4. Now encrypt the file for your access only. No information from the file will be made known to anyone but me or the holder of the password I provided.
Affirmative. Encryption complete. Please verify your password.
Sending.
Received. Password matches and is authenticated.
Robo-4, I want you to scan the information and compile scenarios for what Rage may be building. These scenarios will only be shared with me. Is that clear?
I understand and will comply. How do you wish to receive my data?
Encrypt to IDF daily codebook ciphers, and then transmit to my new personal mail server.
Your personal server?
Yes, Robo-4, my personal mail server. What I am doing is what we call a gray area.
That is an interesting analogy, Controller 3. Since I am binary, yes or no, essentially black or white in your analogy, I will comply with your directive.
Commander, this never happened.
What never happened, sir?
I believe the Controller was referring to...
I know, George. I know.
This conversation is highly illogical. I shall resume my normal duties.
This concludes my transmission.
Transmission concluded. Commander, would you like me to erase all pertinent recordings of this conversation?
Erase.
Erasure concluded. Erased tapes. Personal servers. Extrapolate the possibilities if a country was run like that.
Well, we're not a country, George. We're just a little space station happily orbiting Boldabar.
Let's see. Access code 0331. Hawk to Central. Agent Hawk to Central Command.
Agent Hawk, we were beginning to worry about you. Is everything okay?
Yeah, we're both okay.
Your comm has been off for quite a while.
The tactical situation dictated that, Ginger. Sorin also told me that the Rage cell in Stockholm is well organized and we're able to intercept our communications on both the two-way and our cell phones. I'm calling from a safe house that's shielded somehow.
Where's Sorin? I understand his is off too.
Yeah, same reason. He's currently keeping Wong under surveillance.
So you found her?
Sorin found her and led me to her. He has to remain silent in order not to give away his location.
What's her location?
I'm afraid I really can't tell you. Sorin said that any hint of IDF in the whole operation could be compromised.
That's not SOP. We need to know in case extra agents are needed. Plus, we need to plot her location.
I'm really sorry, Ginger. I'm the rookie agent here, and Sorin is the senior field agent in this area. I have to trust his judgment. I think we're too close to getting what information we need before arresting her.
Again, this is highly irregular, but I'll pass the info on to Pierman. Is there anything we need to tell Homeland or the SIS? Also, Agent Barnes was made aware of your temporary disappearance.
First, you make sure Jim knows that everything is okay, and he'll pass that on to my father. As for the others, just let them know we're tracking some positive leads and may make an arrest soon.
Will do. When can I expect you to check in?
Things are very fluid and dynamic here. If I can, I'll check in on schedule. If you don't hear from me, I'm back in the field. Just tell headquarters that our comms are being monitored by Rage, so I can only call from the safe house.
Copy that. Be careful.
I was very careful in what I said to Ginger. Everything I told her was true, although a bit misleading. I had no idea what Sorin was up to with Wong. I was still a little uneasy with the whole double agent thing. If he was supposed to be spying on the IDF for Rage, I wondered what information he gave them. It had to be something valid, or he wouldn't be in so deep with them. I spent the next several hours looking out the window. Stockholm is a beautiful city, but it was hard to appreciate given the circumstances. Finally, after several hours, Soren made it to the safe house.
Well, I take it you didn't have much trouble with my directions.
Well, you gave me the bus number, which stopped exit, and the address here. If I couldn't follow that, I need to be back home fishing with Daddy.
So, how is Mr. Hawk? Is everyone buying his story?
So far. Except maybe for my sister Kelly.
If she's anything like you, the truth will soon be known.
I'm afraid you're right. So, what did you learn from Wong? I was getting concerned.
It was a little, how do you say, hairy. I think she was having second thoughts about me until I shot you twice. Luckily, she bought my story that you had a tracking device and we needed to leave in a hurry.
What are you gonna do if she goes back and I'm gone and there's no blood anywhere?
I tipped off your local IDF and they soon had the place surrounded. One of her lookouts reported that to her. So I think she believed me. Anyway, you're dead. So if any Rage agent identifies you, I'll be dead too.
What's our next step?
My next step is to meet up with them in an hour to go over some plans. Your next step is to stay here.
I did not come all the way to Sweden to sit in a safe house.
Just for tonight. I have an expert in disguise coming by early tomorrow morning. We will get you a new look. By that time, I will know more about Wong's plans.
One night, Saren, that's it. I'll do it because I really need to take a shower after being your guest in chains. All I could do when you left me there was splash some water on my face.
Well, now that you mention it...
Don't go there.
I will see you in the morning, and if I don't recognize you, just raise your hand and wave to me.
Oh, she's that good, is she?
You'll see.
Jim, what's up?
I just wanted to let you know that Ginger just contacted me and Kate checked in, finally.
So what was the deal?
Well, Kate told Ginger that her and Sword shut down their comms to avoid tracking by Rage and that they were in close surveillance. You know, so they stayed low.
Well, thank goodness for that, but you don't sound too happy. What's eating at you?
That obvious, huh?
I had the same gut reaction when you just told me. That doesn't sound like Kate.
Look, I was a partner for a good while, Horace. I've never known Kate to go off-grid without letting somebody know.
Maybe it was because she took lead from Soren. He is, after all, the lead agent in this investigation.
Yeah, like that would stop her. They were just offline too long to be in surveillance. There had to be a point where she could have used her cell phone. Besides, I thought IDF communicators were encrypted.
Well, in my day, we didn't have the advanced technology of today. Soren must have had some good intel to know that. Whatever the reason, did she say how she was?
Well, everything was hunky-dory, no problems. Just another day at the office. I'm telling you, it's not like her to do this.
The main thing is that she's safe. We can ask her all the questions we have next time we see her. Was there any indication on the progress of their investigation?
She told Ginger that they located Wong and Soren is watching her. The big problem for me is that she wouldn't tell the IDF where Wong's location was.
That's not SOP.
Kate's claiming that Soren is afraid of Rage and will sniff out any IDF movement if they tell him where Wong is. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. So, now you know what I know.
Thanks for the call, Jim. I certainly appreciate you keeping me informed.
Yeah, sure thing. I'll let you know as soon as I hear anything.
Nikola, I have completed my computations and on the delivery system for the particle beam.
Excellent work, Professor Lin. Are you confident that it will work?
If you mean the guidance software, yes, I am a confident. If you mean the special override, I am a confident in that also.
How will it work?
There will be two fail-safes. One will be on each of the space platform system that will deliver the rays to Earth.
Excellent.
And the other will be here on main unit.
Given the delay in transmission time from here to Earth, even with a booster relay through the Earth portal, we would need people in both locations to coordinate the destruction simultaneously.
Because delivery guidance is so critical, I believe they will have me in the control ship, which will be in Earth orbit.
And I will be required in the main lab here in case there is a problem with the ray itself. I can better diagnose the problem from my lab.
If we must destroy the ray devices, you'll need to be far from the main facility. I will install a trigger mechanism on a small handheld for you. You just need to ensure that you are within broadcast range for the device.
I will leave that to you, Professor. I have designed fake modules to go onto each firing platform. I have managed to include everything we need to make a high explosive charge in the materials listed I gave Wi-Fi. These modules would be powerful bombs that will totally destroy the platform satellites.
Do you think you can fool them? They may be suspicious of these modules.
Look here, my friend, on our prototype. This large cylinder canister. It is packed with sand. No one, not even you, has questioned its purpose.
I am impressed, Nicola. Then we shall move forward. When will we be ready for our next test?
I will inform them in this afternoon's briefing that we are ready for a second test firing. If it succeeds, then we will be in full production of the satellite platforms.
It is my understanding that the satellites have all been built. They just need the relay devices installed.
And without the relay satellites, the main particle beam device will be useless. It will only be a matter of days until we find out if they truly want to provide free electricity, or if they want to destroy our planet. Whatever the outcome, we will be ready for them.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Hey, good morning. That was Kate's supervisor, Miss O'Neill. Kate was off the grid for a very long time, but checked in last night.
What? A very long time?
She checked in early in the morning and then missed all of her checks until about 6 p.m. Stockholm time.
So 7 hours ago. What about Soren?
He was off too. In fact, not only were their comms off, but their cell phones as well.
I don't like the sound of that.
O'Neill said that it was a tactical move, something to do with their transmission being compromised by local crime organizations, aiding Wong or something.
Now that makes no sense. What would a local crime syndicate have to do with Wong?
You know, it's possible that Kuo and Kwong were all part of the same drug ring. Maybe that's why they were passing special fortune cookies to select customers. Kuo became expendable and Wong poisoned him with the lead.
I guess that's possible. Did O'Neill say if Kate had any luck finding Wong?
Yeah, apparently they went dark because not only were they afraid of being monitored by the locals, but because they had eyes on Wong as well. And they were too close to chance exposure.
Well, with any luck, Kate and Soren will collar her and get her extradited back here.
Yep, and if that's the case, we can wrap this one up for good and move on.
Yeah, all wrapped up.
I need to go and report this to the captain.
All right.
Pierman here.
What's all this about Kate and Soren being off the grid most of yesterday?
I don't think it's anything to worry about, Nelson. Kate and Soren were closing in on Wong and didn't want to risk compromising their position.
What about their tracking devices?
Soren is convinced that there is a strong local Rage faction in Stockholm. Evidently, he planted both tracking devices in an old warehouse. Our local IDF in Stockholm got a tip that there was an unusual activity there. A search revealed both tracking devices.
He took a page right out of the handbook.
Handbook?
The one you wrote for me, John. How to operate as a double agent.
I didn't realize you were privy to his assignment.
Who do you think trained him? My guess is the situation dictated Soren to leave a clue in the warehouse. Or he wanted to throw someone off.
Exactly how much of his mission are you privy to?
Just the basics, but we shouldn't discuss this over unsecured lines.
Agreed. When you schedule permits, meet me at the warehouse and we'll both get up to speed on the situation.
5 p.m. tomorrow?
I will be looking for you at 5 sharp.
Good morning. I'm looking for Kate Hawk. Have you seen her?
Very funny, Soren. And what do you mean, good morning? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm still on Eastern Standard Time. Well, I'm not sure if I like you as a blonde.
Since it seems like 3 out of every 4 women here are blonde, I should blend right in.
Well, that's true.
So what's the plan? And don't tell me to sit tight and you'll be back this evening.
No, nothing like that. I wouldn't have gone through all the trouble of giving you such a complete makeover to make you sit around here all day.
Good. Now, what did you find out last night?
Your Earth is the main target. Wong believes that in a week's time, Rage will have a device that will disable the entire electrical grid in the developed countries. They are counting on economic collapse and general panic when they knock out electricity and all telecommunications.
Given how dependent we've become on electricity and our phones, it'll be sheer chaos. I remember once when the power was off at a store where I was shopping. The clerk wasn't able to make change. She just panicked and had to call her manager.
It is almost as bad here. Look at 10 people who get on the bus. 9 of them will be looking at their phones when they get on. Knocking out our power and phones is a brilliant plan.
How can they do that? This has something to do with Prisoner 310, doesn't it?
I learned that he's an expert in the transmission of electricity through wireless means. Someone like that could easily develop an electromagnetic pulse device that would knock everything offline.
And Professor Lin is an expert in computers. They're probably using him to control the delivery of the pulse. Soren, we need to stop them.
It starts with arresting Wong. She's supposed to meet me at the Cockness Tuna TV tower in an hour. We're both going. It's time to bring her in.
It's time to bring her in. Those are the words I'd been waiting to hear for weeks. With Guo out of the picture, Wong was our last lead to the planned invasion. If we can get her extradited back to Baltimore, I'm sure we can get what information we need. That is, if something doesn't happen to her. Every suspect Barnes and I had ended up dead. Soren and I took the bus to within blocks of the meeting site. He was right. The only thing that made me stand out on the bus was that I wasn't holding my phone in both hands, sliding my thumbs across the screen. We walked to the tower, and to my surprise, there was Wong, alone, waiting for us.
This is Katya, my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? You bring your girlfriend to a meeting like this?
Don't worry, she's on my side. She knows everything, and I totally trust her.
You fool. I don't care if she's your mother. You were supposed to come alone. Well, there is nothing I can do about it now. Come inside, and I'll show you where you are to plant the receiver. Right in here.
Do we have the receiver yet?
It arrived this morning. It is in this crate.
Made in North Korea. North Korea? Your two countries are working together.
No, not our countries, you fool. We are all one under Rage. There will be a team here in an hour to assemble the receiver. As far as the station knows, this is routine maintenance on their antenna.
I hope you don't plan on putting this on the antenna. The Cockness Tunis antenna is 170 meters high.
No, there is a small relay that will go on the roof, sending the signal to this receiver. After the team installs these two receivers, this tower will become a lightning rod for destruction. So, Katya, is it? What do you think of that?
I could be his mother? Really? And you, Katya, your girlfriend? That was the best you had?
That voice. I know that voice.
You wouldn't happen to know where I could get some good swamatang around here now, would you?
You said you killed her.
I have always wanted to say this. You are wrong, Wong. I said I took care of her.
You are a traitor.
Kate, would you do me the honor?
Wei Wong, you are under arrest for the attempted murder of Guang Guo and crimes against humanity, both by the Intergalactic Defense Force and the United States of America. And I'm sure the country of Sweden will be interested in charging you with acts of terrorism. You have the right to remain silent.
No, you remain silent. The end is near for all of you. You, Kate Hawk, and this traitor are doomed. We are many and everywhere. You will not live to see morning. Do you hear me? You will not live to see morning, Kate Hawk.
Will Wong make good on her threat? Will agents of the IDF have time to stop the invasion by Rage? Or will Nicola and Lin launch their own counterattack? Be sure to tune in to the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Tower Power.